So the Lucifer Flake Foundation, as you mentioned, has a history of funding a lot of different collaborative efforts in Mercer County. Couple of years of funding parks and recreation grants collaboratively across the country, across the county, and then last year with collaborative opportunity on the creative arts. So that is being repeated this year. There was a lot of success from the 11 projects that were done last year. And basically what this is going to do is provide opportunities for Mercer County residents to create or engage with the creative arts by supporting projects that either expand arts programming, expand access so more people can get involved with arts programming, or build the capacity of arts organizations or events so that they can be stronger. So there will be $100,000 being granted out, and what has to happen is that at least 9 organizations have to get involved. If there's more, great. The idea is to get more organizations involved, have them work together, and have the decisions about who asks for how much be made locally, and just submit one big package to the Lucifer Flake Foundation and say, these are the arts opportunities that are important to Mercer County.
Last year, there were 11 projects funded for $111,000 plus, and those ranged from a $2,000 grant to upgrade performance music for the Mercer County Community Band all the way to the Rhubarb Festival in Aledo, $5,000 to book local entertainment. Aledo Main Street teamed up with a few other players to put together an excellent project. The Mercer County Art Collective had an art gala and a whole process involved to really drive traffic and interest and get the word out about artists in the school district doing incredible things across the different ages. And that was a fun collaboration. That was $6,700 all the way up to the higher end of those projects funded. There was a total of $13,364 to help match the marching band uniform project, if you will, through the Golden Eagle Music Boosters. You might see those Tunes for Plumes signs around, that whole project, that whole initiative. So a great match there. And then the city of Keysburg building their riverfront performance stage, Keysburg Landing, $30,000 went toward that. So not all of those, I didn't note all of those there, but there were several different projects running the gamut, and hope to do that again this year.